way you talk. I hate the word you use. I hate the way you think.
Yo.
Why, hello, sir.
See you again this week.
Yeah.
Been a while.
Good to see you too, I think.
It is. Just look at me.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of the Antisocial Isolation Podcast.
Yes, that's what it is called.
With my lovely husband, Joseph.
Aw, and my beautiful wife, Carol.
What have you done?
Hi, I'm Carol. I died at the beginning of Up.
Are you making fun of me?
Yeah, kind of.
That's not very nice.
I know, but that was a funny bit. Carol is kind of an old name.
It is.
Yeah.
And even though I'm kind of oldish, my name is still kind of old.
Yeah. You're even old for being old. Yeah.
Yeah.
The only.
It is what it is, man.
Well, it's funny. We were looking at getting, or we were trying to get an awesome dog that we saw at the Buffalo Animal Shelter.
I feel like we're always looking at dogs.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
But this one we actually like put an application for and kind of like expressed interest. You're always looking at dogs. If you had asked me how many animal rescues existed in Western New York, I'd say like four. Follow about 42 on Facebook alone, it seems like, because you're always showing me dogs. Maybe. And then you're always like, oh, this is blank blank rescue, and this is blank.
Yeah,
rescue.
But you're like.
I'm a dog snob.
I don't want to say you're like a dog racist, but.
Oh, Jesus.
You're like a breedist.
I think that's kind of the same thing.
Yeah, but I guess it's like a little less offensive, right?
Wow.
Because a lot of people have certain breed of dogs that they love. But you're like, there are just some you're like, yeah, whatever. I'm like, but this dog.
Yeah.
It needs a home. Nobody
There's
wants them.
A lot of dogs that needs a home. I can't talk. There's a lot of dogs that need a home.
Yes, and we have a home.
Right. But I also don't want to take every charity case dog in the world just because they look cute. I would like to get a youngish kind of dog, and I would like to get one in a breed that I do prefer. So anyway, we were looking at this one. Her name was Moosey, which is a terrible name, but she was about a 11 or 12-month-old Mastiff, and she was so gorgeous.
She was.
We were really excited, but we were trying to think of names that we would change it to.
Yes, and we were. And with all of our animals, they've all, you know, we've come at different angles in selecting names for them over the years. It's been something, you know, a little bit different for each of them. And this time.
Well, this time we knew if we got her, we would have to change her name from Moosey.
Yes.
But I wasn't even linking these two together when I started that little joke from that Office Christmas Party movie about Carol being an old name. We were intentionally trying to think of like older female names, human names to name that dog.
Yes.
Yeah. I have the list, so I'll share it with everybody else and remind you, too, of what the front runners are right now for a female dog name.
Now, well, first of all, let me just say, the chances are more likely that if we get another canine friend, that it would be a male, because I prefer them as animals. I feel like the few female animals that I have encountered in my lifetime have just been wacky, most of them. little neurotic,
I'm
little
a
bit of...
I'm a breedist and you're a sexist when it comes to dogs.
Sure. I also happen to lean toward black animals.
Yes, you do. As is evidenced by your posse of Hades, Sam, and Nacho the cat.
Yes.
But...
All my besties.
These awesome names.
We do have some female names in case... You know, just like Moosey came along, there may be an exception I might be willing to make to take in a female dog.
Can I actually read them now?
Maybe. You go right ahead.
Oh, hey, you were still talking more. So we came up with Edna, which is a great name because not only is it a great old name, but it's got the Disney reference.
That's right.
For the Incredibles.
Edna Mode.
That's right. We came up with Hazel. Yep. Which is
let's go ahead and show how old we are. It took me back to Sister Hazel.
Sister Hazel. That's not that. Yeah, that is that old. That was like 1997. That's had their one hit. We had Agnes.
I liked Agnes.
Darla. which is okay, but it's funny because it's Muscle Man's girlfriend.
No, her name is
show.
Darla.
Oh crap, that's right. I messed up. Oh, Darla was
the
little girl
from
Finding Nemo.
Yeah,
that's
the little girl
right.
with the braces. They killed the fish.
In honor of Jacques, our shrimp. Maybe that's the name we go with. We can. They're both Finding Nemo. That's right, Darla. I was confused with Starla. We had Gertrude.
We did?
Yeah.
I never remember even reviewing that one.
Yep.
You can cross that right off.
And Myrtle.
I would be okay with Gertie, maybe, but not Gertrude.
Well, anyway, those are the names. So hopefully you're always looking at the hot sheets when it comes to animals available for rescue, so maybe we'll find a dog that we can...
Yeah, and I think the angle you kind of got to go at, you just got to throw your applications into all of them and get pre-approved so that when, you know, you find the dog that, you know, speaks to you a little bit, you got to get in there while it's hot.
Yeah, but we looked at some of those, and I get why they do it, but the application process and the...
Some of them are...
what the requirements are for just, like, getting approved to be considered for one of their dogs is a little crazy sometimes.
I think for some of these rescue agencies, the application in and of itself is longer than most job applications.
Yes. But, like, you have to provide, if you have other animals, you know, basic information, but then you have to provide, like, veterinary records on some of them and proof that you're getting
your
dogs immunized.
Yes, you have to call ahead to your vet, let them know that the agency will be calling and that it's okay for them to release your dog's records to the rescue.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But anyway.
And then they come, they want to check out your house, they want to see, you know, where the animal's going to be living, is your yard fenced in? They want to know what you're going to do with the dog, if you, you know, work during the, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Yep.
We should just show them our house and the animals we have, and that should be our acceptance for anything. We have a freaking zoo here with the cats and dogs.
They live a pretty good life here.
We clearly take care of our animals, yes. We even took Sammy to the
vet
before.
As I have one staring at me right now saying, WALK?
Yeah, they didn't go on a WALK.
No,
today.
That's why it's so quiet.
You're gonna
There's no panting in the background for this episode.
Yeah, wow. Well, anyway, so we'll see what the dog search brings.
Yeah, everybody stay tuned. Find out.
Yes.
Next couple of weeks, maybe, just maybe.
Maybe.
Sometimes.
I hope so. I really wanted Boosie, though.
Yeah, I know, but you like to go for the puppy end of dogs.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of past having a puppy because... Puppies are a lot of work.
Yeah, but that's why, like, you show me these dogs are, like, 7, 8, 9 years old. I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
They're probably good dogs,
They're past the running around the house, knocking stuff over stage.
Yeah, but we got two of those already.
No, these guys are, like, there's a middle ground between. Mm. Yeah.
I don't know.
Anyways.
But I saw this study, and I don't know how accurate it is. I like it, though.
Must be denigrating to women or me in some way. If you
not
it.
At all, it's an appreciation of women. It was a German study, so you know it's good. Concludes that staring at women's breasts for 10 minutes a day is better for your health than going to the gym. So first of all, let me say thank you for doing this episode topless. I appreciate that. Just 10 minutes is like a trip to the gym.
Yeah, one, not going to happen, and two,
make it happen.
I'm here to let you know if you stare at my breast for 10 minutes, it's not even going to be 10 minutes. It's going to be real detrimental to your health. Just saying.
Can you believe that, though? I think that's just dumb. That's just stupid.
I mean, there's like, what was the rest of it? Like, what was their basis for it?
I don't know. You think I did a deep dive into this?
Well, yeah, because you know... Carol, the analyst, is going to ask you.
Right, but it advocated looking at boobies. So why?
Needed some other reason.
Why else would I need to dive into that? Everything I need to know is right there.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's silly stuff like that that says it's better for your health than going to the gym and those types of things. Cause
no.
I don't know what they base it on, but clearly it's not going to give you the same effect as going and working out.
No, but what if you stare at breasts while you're at the gym?
Or how about if I just smacked the microphone into my face like I just did?
I wish everyone could have saw that. Sorry. That was really funny.
Ooh, I felt great. You can do both. It's probably an extra good workout then if you stir breasts.
Yeah, as long as you don't get thrown out, sure.
You got to be subtle about it.
Some people are better at that than others.
Yeah, that one dude wasn't good at it at all that we talked about before.
Yeah.
He was just eyeing you up.
Can you blame him?
No, not at all. I think he's right on the money with that. There was something I saw, too, and this is ridiculous, completely unrelated, that there are 500 hours of content uploaded to YouTube every minute across the world.
Okay.
500 hours every minute.
Yeah, there's a lot of people in the world.
That's nuts. That's insane. Means in an hour, there's what, 30,000 hours of content?
Yeah.
Right? That's crazy.
I don't do a lot of YouTubing.
Yeah, it's hit and miss with me. Usually, the proverbial wormhole on those that I'll find something that I want to dig into, and usually it's like music related or something like that. But a lot of podcasters do video, first of all, and a lot of them also have YouTube channels.
Mm-hmm.
I guess YouTube is kind of like the place to be. So maybe down the road, we can maybe think about getting cameras and, you know, sharing these stunning looks of you and I with the rest of the world. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Mm.
Just saying. It's a consideration. 500 hours a minute, though. That's bonkers to me. It's insane. And what are they like? I'm not going to do the math.
It doesn't. Yeah, don't. No.
What a... We had on It 2 the other day, or maybe it was a week or so ago. And in that, I think it was Bill Hader's character called Pennywise Fuckface. I literally wrote down, Fuckface is underused. I think it's such a great word, but you rarely hear it anymore. You don't agree with that? Whatever, Fuckface.
I don't know. I mean, I think the F word is just so overused all the time.
Sure.
Unnecessarily.
Yes.
But
probably by me.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, but I
but just in general.
That was my literal note on that. Fuckface is underused.
I feel like that's our generation used to probably use that more when we were younger.
That word?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That phrase. Us.
A lot of the stuff we used to say we can't say anymore.
Nope. Well, I mean, you could, but
yeah,
it's frowned upon.
It's frowned upon. It gets people canceled and fired. And I mean, we used to toss that stuff around like it was nothing.
Yeah, so much for freedom of speech.
Oh, boy. Don't go down that road. I'm just an example
saying
of how far we've come.
Yeah.
Or gone backwards, I guess, maybe.
Maybe.
Can't say something else. Somebody get offended. But yes, that was my note after watching It too.
Gotcha.
That's what I took from the movie after seeing it for like the 10th time.
Speaking of evil and scary stuff, do you ever have nightmares?
Not really. I will have like weird dreams, but nothing that ever I would say is like scary or terrifying or anything like that. Like I'll wake up when I do remember what dreams I have, I'll wake up and I'll be like, oh, that was funky. Wow, like, you know, I was in that building and that guy walked by, that kind of stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing that I'm like, oh my God.
Hmm.
Let me do a follow up. What about you?
Interesting that you asked, Joseph.
Wow.
Occasionally I do. But I'm gonna say like the last couple of times that I can say. Like, I could say I probably didn't have a scary dream for, like, a good portion of my adult life. But I'll say, like, I don't know, maybe in the last, you know, however many months or whatever. I've had a couple that were, I guess they would be scary or nightmarish. But I had one last night.
Oh.
And I don't remember what it was about. But the last two I have are, what I do remember, and which is more scary to me, is that I'm trying to yell for help and I can't.
Oh, one of those.
So I don't remember why I needed help or why I was trying to call for help last night. But it's, you know, it's that like your lips are glued together kind of thing, or like they're sewn together and you can't open them to yell for help. So you're like yelling help on the inside. And I'm probably in bed literally trying to yell for help.
Probably.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like Neo in The Matrix when he says he wants his phone call when the agents are interviewing him. And they said, what good is a phone call when you can't talk? And his lips all sealed together.
Exactly. Yes.
That's so pretty freaky.
So last night I was trying to yell for you to help me, but you weren't helping me probably because you couldn't hear me yelling for help.
Right.
But that was the same thing in my last dream. In last dream, I remember when I had a nightmare, it was the hand. A hand, big giant hand on the side of the bed was trying to get me. And I could see in my dream, I could see you laying next to me in bed, sleeping, while I'm fighting the hand and I'm trying to yell for help.
Fighting the hand.
Fighting the hand.
And was I'm it trying groping to you? Yell
for help. It was trying to sink me into the bed. I don't know. But that's it was freaky. Scary, and I was trying to yell for help, and you were just sleeping away.
Right, because you were trying to yell. You weren't able to.
I feel like in real life, I was making some sort of noise that you should have been alarmed about.
I'm alarmed by a lot of the shit that comes out of your mouth, let me tell you.
I'm just
you want me to
saying.
Cry wolf every time I'm alarmed by something that comes out of your mouth?
Well, you know... It's the middle of the night. Something should probably get your attention.
I suppose.
During the day, it's understandable that you blow me off, but...
I'll try to
keep my
ears
open. I'm going to need
you
to be a little bit more in tune and a little more sensitive to my nightmare needs.
Okay. What can I do to help?
Wake me up?
Wake yourself up. You're the one having the dream. Open your eyes. It's done.
You can't.
Oh, what is it like? This is like Nightmare on Elm Street now?
Yeah.
Dream warriors.
Great. Now that you've said that, next time I'm going to wake up and I'm going to look at you and you're going to look like Freddy.
Or the Thanks. Hand that's pulling you into the bed is going to be his with the glove and the knives or whatever's on there. Nice. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Good
you're
job.
Welcome. Sporting a fedora, though. That's pretty sweet. Freddy Krueger, man about town. No, but that's funny. Like, it's not funny. But I had this weird random thought, and I literally, seriously, like, don't know where it comes from. I know sometimes I'll, like, pretend that I'm like, oh, blah, 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 and I'm making up something during this podcast.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. But I thought about this, and I didn't put a lot of thought into it after having the idea.
You don't put much thought into most things.
Right. So, but for some reason, it crossed my mind. I'm like, what is my earliest memory? Just like life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's tough for me to pin it down. Like I said, I didn't really think too hard about it because I wanted to kind of do it here. But nevertheless, I still, like, I remember, I think, when we lived in Mesa, Arizona. Like, prior to, like, but that was when I was, like, 4 or 5 or something. Like, I don't remember. I can't think of anything that I remember, I should say, from, like, ages 0 to... 4, 5?
I feel like as I've gotten older, I've lost some of those early memories. Like, I feel like at some point in my life, maybe when I was a younger kid, I could have remembered more from my very early years than I can now.
Hmm.
But that's probably because my brain is dying.
Yeah. Maybe the hand next to the bed was stealing parts of your brain little by little. And that's why you couldn't talk. It took the part that controlled your speech.
Maybe.
But yeah, it's weird. Like, I know I lived, or as a kid, we lived in, from the time I was born in whatever, Mesa, Arizona. Then we lived in, like, Rome, New York for a little while. And then we were back in Arizona. Like, I don't Rome, New York, I don't remember anything about that. And that was probably when I was, like, 3 or 4 or something. I just found that kind of weird. Like, my earliest memory is something that is
I don't think most people remember things from when they were like 3.
Well, then this is a good conversation starter then, because I've never thought about that before, and maybe I'm not so weird then that I can't remember stuff when I was that young.
Yeah, I don't think I really remember. Like, I have images of stuff, but when
What's
I think
yours?
About
yeah.
it, when I think about it, I think it's probably just stuff that was like spurred from like old family photos.
Yes, that I remember. Like, I've seen pictures of me being in these places with my family, But I, other than pictures, like you're saying, like, so my first real memories are when we lived in this place called April Circle in Mesa, Arizona. I remember stuff that happened there.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I think I was already like 5.
I was going to say, I think I'm, if I have to go back, probably maybe when I was 4 or 5 are probably the earliest that I can really remember.
So maybe I'm not that off then. I should have looked into it more, like, to actually, like...
to see what, like, the average...
what are people's earliest memories? And I just Googled it now. And to date, estimates have ranged from 2 to 6 to 8 years of age. There you go. I'm actually on the low end if I was 5 there. Some research shows that the offset of childhood amnesia is 2 years of age for hospitalization and sibling birth, and 3 years of age for death or die. That's going down a different thing. Yeah, all right then. I guess it's not that unusual that we don't remember much from when we were little.
No. You got a lot that goes on in life. You can't remember it all.
What?
What did you not understand about that?
I was just pretending like I didn't remember what you asked me.
You don't, well, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyways,
yeah, I don't know. I find that kind of stuff interesting, though, sometimes. As much as I tend not to be, like, you know, philosophical and that kind of crap like that, stuff like that is interesting to me.
Maybe it's because we don't really have any, like... like, when you're young, you remember what, like, birthdays or parties, like, events or things that have happened, right?
Yeah.
Your early memories?
Yeah, probably.
So maybe our lives were just so boring when we were little, there was nothing to remember.
No way, man. We were kicking ass way back then.
Well, I'm sure I was, but, you know, I was trying to relate to you.
You can never relate to me when it comes to that, because your unwarranted confidence is no match for my self-deprecation ever. I thought about this weekend that, I don't remember what episode we talked about, an earlier one. It may have been like the first one or something. I don't know, where kind of said, you know, we joked about having Netflix specials and what they would be called, and yours was unwarranted confidence.
Yes.
And mine was borders on annoying. But I want to have somebody that's good with Photoshop make those for us, like their actual, like, promos.
Actual promos. Put on, like,
Joe Novak, Netflix, borders on annoying. So I got to find somebody with Photoshop skills.
Just for the record, you've crossed the border to annoying.
Oh, boy. Legally or illegally? Because the border to Canada is closed.
We can't talk about that here now.
Oh, all right. Jesus, you're going to get me. Freaking INS is going to be come knocking on the door because they listen to this.
Hey, at least they're listening.
Yeah, I know. Shout out to the INS. This podcast is brought to you by the Department of... It's not.
No.
It's brought to you by nobody. It's brought to you courtesy of us.
Yep.
Another example of being antisocial that I thought of is something I do regularly. In fact, I get annoyed when it doesn't go my way. So if I go to, like, Home Depot or Lowe's, for example...
yeah.
I will open up the app for that store, which both of which I have on my phone, and find out which aisle and, like, which bay in that aisle something is located in that I'm looking for, rather than having to talk to somebody, an associate, and say, where can I find blank?
I can get that.
It's the truth. I do it. Like, and when I was there, I don't know, was it a week or so, whatever it was, I was walking... With purpose. I wasn't, like, looking around. I mean, I knew where I was going because I looked on the app. And there was, like, 3 guys standing there. And one of them was like, do you need anything? I'm like, ugh. No.
You were at Home Depot, weren't you?
Yeah, that's what I said, I thought.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you mentioned them in Lowe's.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I find that, and I can't really quite remember when, but sometime in the past couple of years, they have this very big push. Like, there was a marked difference. All of a sudden, you walked in one day and people swarmed you.
Ugh.
Like, it, like, literally, they, everybody must be forced to ask you when they passed somebody. Yeah. Because, like,
that's awful.
I will,
that's
be hell. If you walk through Home Depot, they literally, every single associate that passes you will ask you, will greet you and say, can I help you with something? Mm. And that's fine if you want to say hello, that's great. But if I needed you, I would be coming to you and saying, hey,
right,
can you help me out?
Right. I will seek you out.
One of these days, I'm going to snap on somebody. I'm going to be like, why? Because I'm a woman? You think because I'm a woman, I need your help?
Even funnier if I do that.
You won't.
Because I'm a woman, I need your help.
Let me know when that's going to go down. I'm going to take
that.
I'm going to record that.
It's going to go viral.
Yeah, I'm not going to film anything, but I will
record it. You're going to tape it? No, but it was funny. And that made me think of when, like, 4 years ago, I guess it was. Yeah. Where we were buying furniture for this house as we were getting ready to move in.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to that one place out on Niagara Falls Boulevard that sales dude checked in with us like every minute and a half, it seemed like. We were walking around. And he's like, guys, y'all set? You good? Have any questions? I'm like, we walked out of there because of that.
Yeah.
Like, he was so annoying and was talking to us so much. We even told him.
He must have been really broke and needed the commission.
Yeah, we even told him. We're like, we'll come find you when we have questions or we need something. Didn't stop him. He just kept going.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's antisocial in retail setting is a thing. And it's an affliction that I have because I do not want to talk to people.
No. No.
Yeah. But we did get two new chairs. We were talking about couches last time.
Yes, we added to our furniture.
We threw out our recliner and the leather chair that I had, and we got two matching chairs. They don't match the couches. They match each other, which is cool. So, but they're all
tan
and brown
and
stuff.
Yeah. All warm tones.
They're warm tones, sure. Right. I've been talked to in a warm tone so many times in my life.
I'm not really sure what that means.
If you think about it, you do.
That sounds to me like someone was talking to you in a calm fashion to calm you down.
Yeah, to try and calm me down. It's a warm tone.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I see. I would have just given you a hot backhand.
Yeah. Is there any other kind? Do you have to say hot? Any backhand?
Well, if you were saying warm tone, I had to go with the hot backhand.
Oh, I see. Oh, my God. That's so goofy. It's funny, though. One thing that you said to me this week as you were doing your work that made me really chuckle was that in a record that you were reading that somebody, instead of typing the word abscond, typed eloped. And I didn't know abscond was a medical term.
Well, it's not necessarily
it's not
a medical
term,
medical
but I mean how it's used in that context.
Yes, it is used if a patient will just, you know, leave a hospital. You know, they don't check out. They don't, you know, if they just say, okay, I've had enough. I'm done here.
And they can't do
irregardless,
that, right?
Well, yeah, you've got free will, irregardless of whatever medical advice, you know, the doctors or nurses, whomever have told you, you know, your course of treatment should be. If you decide I'm out, it's referred to as absconding.
The patient has absconded.
Yes.
Not eloped. Which is even funnier.
No.
They're like,
and I mean, I guess in the literal meaning of the word eloped, I guess it's kind of the same thing.
No, it's not
but
the same thing at all. Like, hey, get this IV out of my arm. We're getting married. We just made the decision. I'm going to marry this guy. Get this shit off me. I thought that was so funny. Nurse comes into the room. They must have eloped.
They eloped.
Oh my goodness. Probably a sweet reception though.
Maybe. No, well, people
they're just back
elope,
in the waiting room.
Really,
that's the reception.
That's it. Down in the cafeteria.
We did this. Put that IV back in. So that
free IV bags for everybody.
I had something, now it's gone. Poop. Oh, I was never mind. You get a saline bag and you get a saline. Right, is that what it is? The basic hydration stuff?
Yes.
Is it saline?
Yes.
Nailed it. Nailed it.
Oh, boy.
There were always looking or always pops up like garage sale stuff or whatever on Facebook Marketplace too. And this one lady was selling albums. And she listed like bands and stuff like that. And one of them was Rush. So naturally, I'm excited. Right? Albums of Rush. So I saw that posting really quickly, and so I sent her a message and said, you know, which Rush albums do you have? And she said, hang on, let me go check. A couple minutes later, she messaged me back. She says, I only have Signals, a Rush album called Signals.
Okay.
My absolutely favorite Rush album of all time is Signals.
And then,
so she's like,
and then the choir of angels sang.
But she was like, only Signals. I'm like, only? That's all you need. So I naturally went and got that, but I had to travel to the pit of the goddamn universe in frickin' Northeast Amherst or whatever the hell that is out that way.
For anyone that might be outside of the area where we live, north of our suburb is a very...
It's a hellhole.
We consider it a hellhole. Some people love living there.
It's a nice hellhole. It's not like a slum hellhole. It's a hellhole because it's far away. It's ridiculously busy with traffic.
Yes, it's incredibly busy with traffic.
It's only a place you go if you have to, as far as I'm concerned. And had to get Rush Signals album.
I would have asked her to mail it to me.
Oh, it's funny. She's really just dumping stuff off, because when she went to go get it, she's like, I'll grab a couple other ones too. I'm like, what? And I was going to pay $10 for Signals alone, but she gave me two other albums, random ones that she had there too. For $10. So I was very excited. The Rush Signals album, like, you can buy, like, FYE, I think, does, like, they've reprinted or remade whatever a lot of LPs. But, like, the Signals one and Rush, a lot of them, I guess, probably that were like $40. And I would not pay $40 for one, but $10. And it's in, like, mint condition, too. I'm very excited.
I can tell.
I am super excited about that. Rush Signals LP.
I guess.
Yeah. It's exciting.
Have you listened to it yet?
I have not.
I know.
I almost don't want to.
What will be the point of purchasing it then?
Because I have it now. It's in my possession.
Ooh.
Hey, I also have the whole album like on this very phone that's sitting right here.
I'm going to scratch it when you're not looking.
Duh, that would be an asshole move. That would really be lame.
You better be nice to me.
Why?
I know where you keep your Rush albums.
What about you? What do you got going on?
I'm just
yapping endlessly.
Nothing at all.
Nothing?
I had a discussion the other day about baths and bathing.
Who was this discussion with?
Does it matter?
Yep.
Why? I don't even know.
It definitely matters.
Why?
Because what if you're having it with some, like, 30-year-old buff dude? You're talking about baths and shit.
Where am I going to find a 30-year-old buff dude to talk to?
You might be looking in search of
Craigslist
thing or something.
No, it was with their son, and I don't remember how the topic came up. I don't even remember. Don't remember what we were talking about. But I said, now I never, ever take a bath. Like, I could not have a bathtub in my home, and I'd be okay with that, except for the fact that I use it to wash the dogs.
Yeah.
But some people are very religious, and they love taking baths. But I feel like as an adult, one, in most bathtubs, you don't fit very well because most of them aren't that long to accommodate.
Yeah, and you're short to begin with.
Right. So you're in there. The tub is hard, right? Mm-hmm. Your legs are bent, so your knees are sticking out of the water.
And cold.
So, yeah, like, I don't find anything comfortable about taking a bath. Not to mention, as an adult, I feel like they're gross.
Like, Why are they gross?
Because you're just sitting in a, like, cesspool of your own filth.
It's pretty much clean water.
Not once you've been sitting in it.
Oh, my God. First of all, I haven't taken a bath in who knows how long. But I don't look at them with disdain like you do. Like, it's some weird...
That's literally how I think. Like, after, like, 5 minutes of being in it, I'm like... Mm. And, like, the idea is to, like, wash yourself, right? So you're sitting in this pool of water. You've soaped up, right? I would have to stand up and rinse off and like rewash myself because I'd feel like I'd just still be covered in filth when I'm done.
I think most people take baths to relax and not as their source of cleanliness.
Yeah.
Unless you're like a 4-year-old kid and you got like, you know, little people boats and stuff in there.
That's what we were talking about. The little people boat, because we still have the little people boat.
We do?
We do.
It. Oh, that's
it's
funny.
In the basement.
That's
we still
not
have
something
little,
you got rid
little.
Of, huh?
Nope.
Oh, that's
still
funny.
Got it.
But, yeah, I'm not, I don't know. I think more people just sitting there to, like, kind of like, it's almost like a form of meditation that it is a means, your main means
I
of
guess.
Getting yourself clean.
Yeah. But that's the same, that's kind of like my, that same attitude towards, like, a jacuzzi or a hot tub.
Those are just weird to me.
Like, again, and maybe because years and years and years ago, I owned one, so I know after you're, they, like, boil everything out of your skin. So if you have on lotion, deodorant, anything, it's in the water then.
That sounds gross.
Right. And it is gross.
You were a creep that owned a hot tub, huh? Or whirlpool or jet pool, what are they called?
Why do you got to be a creep?
Jacuzzi, that's what it is. Because it seems like a creeper thing. Somebody would walk up to a jacuzzi in a robe. In a robe. And take that off and get in there, and that's a creep move. Robes are
gotcha.
Creepy. We're almost out of time. I could spend hours on robes.
You have a very, very weird and strange aversion to robes.
Maybe we'll talk about it
no
next
sense.
Time. Maybe that'll be a little teaser. We'll talk about that next time. Because robes are gross.
I don't think we can table this.
Yeah, it's tabled. It's on the table.
What time is it?
We're at 36 and a half minutes.
We could totally cover it now.
Listen, so I need to ask you one question. What's your blood type?
I'm B positive.
Oh, interesting. Because this year especially, you got bitten the shit from bugs. You had so many bug bites.
Last year too.
Yeah. But I saw a thing where it says mosquitoes are more attracted to people with type O blood. And I saw that and I saved it because I wanted to ask you that. I'm like, I wonder if she has type O blood, and that's why. Like, mosquitoes are actually drawn more towards that. But you just blew the whole study out of the water.
Yeah, blew that one out. You know what it is, I believe, and what I've read, there was a study. And they...
How dare you cite studies? That's my job.
And what it proved was that people that have a higher rate of metabolism, their bodies give off more carbon dioxide, and that for whatever reason in the insect world or in the mosquito world attracts
really
them.
That's more interesting than the blood type to me. So if you have a higher metabolism, which somebody like you who exercises and does stuff a lot might
yes,
have.
Yes, and genetically, I'm going to say I probably have a little bit.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Neat.
So there it is. That's why. So it's not even anything I can do anything about. So it's not like any special food I can eat or anything I can avoid or anything like that. No, I'm just screwed.
So because you exercise and have developed a high metabolism, that's why insects want to suck your blood.
Pretty much.
Wow. Science, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty crazy. Well, I think we're good. We'll put the robe talk on the table. We'll put a pin in that. We'll be back. I will do my due diligence in preparing my diatribe. Is that a right word? I don't know. I'm dumb.
I think you just made that up.
Diatribe? My monologue on why robes are stupid. And that will be for the next episode. This, by the way, real quick.
We will have a debate, pros and cons of robes.
But this is episode 10. We're double digits.
What?
Yeah, we did it.
We should have had like a special celebration.
Well, that's what we're doing right now as we end. Woohoo. All right.
Fine.
I love you, hon. I will see you next week.